Burger Rentals, Le Provence Apartment Homes, Toyota, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. The Fresno Grizzlies pregame show is brought to you by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Here is the voice of the Grizzlies, Tim Slack.
A cloudy Saturday evening at Excite Ballpark for Game 5 of a six-game series between the San Jose Giants and the Fresno Grizzlies. Welcome to San Jose. I'm Tim Slack. Well, Friday night was a game that the Grizzlies would like to forget, and that they're going to try and move on from, a 17-0 loss to the San Jose Giants. But things early on felt like they could have gone in a couple of different directions. A great catch by Dakota Jordan when the Grizzlies were threatening in the first, took a hit away from Blake Wright and prevented a run. Grizzlies also ran into an out in that first inning, a caught stealing that kind of thwarted their momentum. And then in the bottom of the inning, a solo home run got the Giants on the board, and they just kept going from there. It turned into a rout and the largest win of the season for San Jose, and it's the most earned runs that Fresno has given up, largest margin of defeat this year for the Fresno. So how do you turn the page? You turn to a guy who's been really good. The Grizzlies are 3-0 in starts made by LeBaron Johnson, the big right-hander from the University of Texas, 1-0 with a 2.57 ERA, and he's opposed by the teenage left-hander Jacob Bresnahan, another big lefty. And the Grizzlies hit Greg Ferrone fine last night. They just didn't have any runs to show for it, and then the game started to get out of hand. But Bresnahan at 6'4", 220 pounds, is in his third professional season, just 19 years old. He'll turn 20 next month, but he is the San Francisco Giants' 24th prospect in the organization, according to MLB.com. He came over in the trade last summer that got the Giants sent Alex Cobb to the Cleveland Guardians. So it's Bresnahan for the Giants against LeBaron Johnson Jr., for the Fresno Grizzlies. And in our pregame interview today, I'm going to catch up with one of the Grizzlies' left-handed relievers in Everett Catlett. Stick around on the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show.
Oh, no. The PTA. They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget, your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Back on the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show, joined by the Fresno Grizzlies left-hander Everett Catlett.
A 12th round pick out of Georgetown University, from Manassas, Virginia originally, so playing on the West Coast. What do you miss the most about home so far?
Honestly, the atmosphere and the environment is kind of the same in regards to, like, the weather and everything. I'm with my friends every day. Sadly, my friends from home can't really come and watch me play, but my parents are making their way out, and that's fun. Luckily, my girlfriend is from out here, and her whole family has been able to come out and watch me, which is really fun. But just living the life.
That's pretty fortunate. Your girlfriend's from the West Coast. What was the first thing that she got you on in California that you didn't know about living in the East Coast?
The food. I mean, the food is definitely really good. It's different than Virginia, especially Manassas, but, I mean, a lot of good places to go.
What's your favorite so far?
In California, it's probably Taco Stand, but we've found a few good places in Fresno, too.
Love it. Love it.
Another adjustment that you're having to make just beyond being on the West Coast from the East Coast. You were a starter in college. Went to Georgetown, played there, pitched really successfully there. 12th round pick taken by the Colorado Rockies in 2024. What has the adjustment to the bullpen been like, and what do you like about it?
It's definitely a very different experience coming out of the pen, but you start to love it. I was telling Sully this morning of, like, you know, when I started, I didn't get many nerves. You know, you have all week to think about it, so the nerves aren't really there on start day. But, like, when I first started relieving and coming out of the pen, you hear your name called and your heartbeat definitely picks up. And, like, at first I didn't like it. I was telling Sully this morning, of like, last two times I've gone out now, I've heard my name called, and, like, I love the rush. Like, it's fun. Having to get hot fast is definitely enjoyable now, and I'm liking it more and more every day.
Well, I would say, and your teammates have kind of sacrificed you in this way, so you have the personality for a left-handed reliever, right?
Yeah.
Like, coming out of the bullpen. But finding that challenge in terms of you love to kind of give your teammates a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
What have you found out about this role that's maybe different in terms of just your place on the team and how you're able to connect with guys?
As a reliever, you definitely get to have more conversations, I think, throughout a game. You know, you're not charting as much. You're in the pen and stuff. You're able to learn more, I feel like, just through the banter in the bullpen, talking to everyone. It's sort of like a looser role, I think, until you're in the game. You have to be able to flip that switch. But it's definitely fun to just sort of keep everyone on their toes. And, like, you want everybody to always be ready, but you want everybody to always be loose, too. And I like providing that.
Absolutely. Well, I just to let Rockies fans and Grizzlies fans get to know you a little bit more, I know that early in college you got a kind of a unique summer job or job working on the greens at a golf course. What was that like? How'd you get into that? And how has that developed your love of golf?
So during COVID, going into it, I was a lifeguard, and the pools started to close, so I needed a new job, and two of my best friends worked at the golf course, so I became a cart attendant there. And I'd worked there on and off for about a year. And then I got hurt my sophomore year, and that summer I was just rehabbing, working out, and I needed a job to make some money. So I went back to the golf course. I signed up to be a greenskeeper, and that was the time of my life. I loved it. I worked with my best friend, getting up at 5 a.m. every morning, working till 2, going straight to the gym, and then I was in bed by 5 in the afternoon. I mean, it was so fun. It got me into golf. I remember my friend saying, like, it'll take a month and you'll start golfing by the time I got the job, and now I golf all the time, every chance I can get. Not very good still, but I am better than Justin Lohr.
I was going to bring that up because we did the thing with the Masters a couple weeks ago, and how did that whole thing come to be with you guys in the bullpen razzing Justin?
You know, like I said earlier, we love to banter, sort of pick at each other, just keep everyone on their toes all the time, and Justin is the king of talking about his golf game and how much better he is than everyone. I'm not saying he is better than everyone. He's a great golfer, but I think I'm better, and I know that Brady Hill is better.
Brady's from this area, or played college in this area at least, and I know he was pretty proud of his golf game. How often are you guys able to play, and just to kind of maybe shed some light on your guys' schedule for fans who don't know?
It's definitely, you know, for me, I haven't been out to an affiliate yet, and this is my first time, so it's definitely an adjustment, and, like, you're so low on energy sometimes you don't want to get out there, and it feels wrong getting out there when you're so tired. You're like, I should gain some energy back. You know, respect the off day, though, so you got to have a little fun. You know, maybe go out and play 9 or just go to the range. But we've gone out in Fresno once in spring training here and there, too, especially at the beginning when things hadn't ramped up yet in the off season, as much as possible, for sure.
Well, in the off season, I know you also like to travel. You got to go to Europe this past year. What did you learn about that trip? What was nice about it? And how valuable is that in kind of preparing and recharging for a long season?
Yeah, it's funny. It's definitely the whole off season. I hadn't been to affiliate, so it sort of felt like I was just in a waiting game all off season. Every day I'd show up to the gym, and I just didn't know what to expect. And it's so nice to, like, be here now and experience it every day. And every day it gets more and more comfortable to be here. I meet the guys more. I learn the game better, and it's just a lot of fun. The off season, I was talking to our mental skills coach Colt, and it's definitely like, I was like, I feel like I'm just in a waiting game. I don't know what's coming at me. And then spring training is sort of you know, hits you at once, your first spring training, you're like, you're going every day, you see these guys that are in there, they know everything, what they're doing to the second. It's fun, though. It's fun to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. What is one thing that Grizzlies fans should know about you?
I like to have fun. I'm gonna talk and banter, but I mean, when I'm out there, I'm serious. I can lock it in too.
I totally have seen that so far. Everett Catlett, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on the Chiktinsky Gold pregame show. We'll get you the starting lineups and first pitch from Excite Ballpark in San Jose on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network. Hey there, cool cats. Chiktinsky Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 Shake, Rattle, and Win Mustang and Cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chiktinsky soon. Must be 21 or older to play.
Now making its debut at Chiktinsky Park, the $3 value menu. In 2025, ballpark favorites are only $3. Get hot dogs, popcorn, pretzels, nachos, chips, soda, and ice cream sandwiches for just $3 each, all season long. Plus, you can snag a 12-ounce canned beer for only $5. With tickets already starting at just $8, there is truly no better value than Grizzlies baseball in 2025. We'll see you at Chiktinsky Park.
There you heard it. The Grace Elementary School Choir getting us started on this Saturday night, a cloudy evening in San Jose with winds blustering across from right to left. Back at Excite Ballpark for the fifth of six games between the San Jose Giants and the Fresno Grizzlies. Let's get you the starting lineups tonight presented by Toyota. Let's go places. Fresno trying to get the offense going. Cesar Galvez, in his first year as manager, will line up with Yiker Reyes in center field. Kelvin Hidalgo at third base tonight, batting second. Rainier Hernandez is the DH hitting third. Blake Wright will play second base and hit cleanup. Tommy Hotvey is the left fielder, batting fifth. Felix Tena in right field hit sixth. Nolan Clifford will play and start at the same position for the first time this season in consecutive days. He's the shortstop, batting seventh. Alan Espinal, the catcher, hits eighth. And Jacob Hinderleiter will get the start at first base, batting ninth. Starting pitcher for the Grizzlies today, we'll tell you more about in the bottom of the inning, but it's LeBaron Johnson Jr., the big right-hander for Fresno. Grizzlies are 3-0 in his starts. He is 1-0 with a 2.57 ERA. Grizzlies lineup will be facing the teenager, 19-year-old Jacob Bresnahan, was a 13th-round pick by the Cleveland Guardians back in 2023 and spent the tail end of the season with San Jose last year upon being traded. He was the primary piece, I think the piece, that the San Francisco Giants got for trading Alex Cobb at the deadline. And so the teenager Bresnahan will take the mound for San Jose. He is 0-1 with an 8.18 ERA to start the season. Lefty-lefty matchup to start this game as Yiker Reyes will come to the plate and get us going right on time on this cloudy Saturday evening. Bresnahan deals, and it is in for strike one. First pitch right at 5 o'clock. Reyes hitting 177 to start the year. Speedy center fielder, came out of the game last night, but ready to go. He's showing bunt and puts it down in front of the plate, but it bounces back in foul territory and hits Fernando Gonzalez. And so Reyes down 0-2. Reyes 8-for-8 in stolen bases this year. Got 11 hits, 2 for extra bases, though, so he does have power, a triple and a homer. And he can leg anything into the gap out for extra bases. Bresnahan's 0-2 pitch fouled off of Gonzalez and a bounce back to the netting behind home plate. 60 degrees this evening, and it rained yesterday afternoon. It has not rained, but some threatening clouds all over. Not expecting rain until later tonight, early in the morning. 0-2, breaking ball hangs high to Reyes, and he's able to lay off. One ball and two strikes. Grizzlies as a team hitting right at 200. They have scored 78 runs this year through the first 19 games of the season. 1-2 pitch from Bresnahan is tapped up the first baseline. Foul. And the count remains one ball and two strikes. The umpires tonight, Patrick McMorris behind the plate for the third time in this series. And Frankie Gonzalez is on the bases. San Jose sent out in their Copa La Diversión uniforms today. Fastball runs high and tight. It's two balls and two strikes. So technically they are the Churros this evening. 2-2 pitch to Reyes. Tipped into the glove of Gonzalez, and that's how this one starts. Bresnahan gets Reyes to strike out. The defense for San Jose this evening, Lisbel Diaz in left, Dakota Jordan in center, Carlos Gutierrez in right, Elian Rayo at third. It will be Jose Ramos at short, Ryan Reckley at second, Robert Hipwell is at first, and Fernando Gonzalez is behind the plate. Kelvin Hidalgo had the best offensive night for the Grizzlies last night, couple of hits. And he takes strike one. Grizzlies are happy to have him back into the lineup after he exited Thursday night's loss. But an important part of what Fresno has done, just 20 years old, 0-1 pitch in the dirt. He will check his swing. They appeal. Frankie Gonzalez says he held up. But it was a great week last week for Hidalgo, 1-1 pitch, and he can't check his swing this time. Patrick McMorris says no need to appeal. I saw the swing, and it's 1-2. And the biggest thing in Fresno last week for Kelvin was the power. Two home runs on some really hard-hit balls. 1-2 pitch from Bresnahan. Swing and a miss, and the lefty's got two strikeouts to start this game. And there's two outs and nobody on in front of Roynier Hernandez. Back into the lineup yesterday after missing three games. And Grizzlies very happy with how quickly he was able to return. Really scary play on Sunday, as it's a lefty-lefty matchup with two outs and nobody on. First pitch fastball up high, ball one. Told you the Giants wearing their Churros uniforms tonight. Of course, the Grizzlies will have Fresno Tacos night on May 30th. 1-0 pitch to Hernandez in at 94 across the inside part of the plate. Even up the count, one ball, one strike. So the new Tacos uniforms redesigned will be on display for the first time in the 30th. Hernandez lifts one out into left center field. Lisbel Diaz drifting back to his left into the gap, makes the catch, and the Grizzlies go in order. Bresnahan, a clean first inning, two strikeouts and a flyout, and nothing going for Fresno in the top half. Through one half inning, it's Fresno 0, San Jose coming up. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Oh no, the PTA, they've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid, get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive!
Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Bottom of the first inning in San Jose, where the San Jose Giants and Fresno Grizzlies are tied at zero. Let's get you the Giants lineup set out by Edwin Villegas. And the same pretty much as last night with a couple of changes. Carlos Gutierrez, right fielder, leads off again. Lizbel Diaz back in the two spot. Dakota Jordan, the center fielder, will hit third. Fernando Gonzalez had a good night last night. He will catch and hit cleanup. Walker Martin, the DH tonight after making his return from the IL yesterday with a home run. Elian Rayo will bat sixth and play third. Robert Hipwell is the first baseman hitting seventh. Jose Ramos, the shortstop, bats eighth. And Ryan Reckley, the second baseman, bats ninth. LeBaron Johnson Jr., the Grizzlies starting pitcher, was told, I guess, to roll up his sleeves, gray undershirt, before we even get a pitch. Patrick McMorris has told LeBaron Johnson that he's got to roll up his sleeves underneath his jersey. Yes, because it's too close to the baseball color. He's wearing like charcoal gray undershirt. So Carlos Gutierrez is going to lead things off for the Giants, and Johnson's first pitch is a fastball pumped in at 91. Gutierrez hitting .314 on the season. Five extra base hits, two doubles and three triples, and he grounds one sharply to first. Jacob Hinderleiter tested, stays down, gloves it, and will take it himself for the first out. The rest of the Grizzlies defense tonight brought to you by Save Mart. It'll be Tommy Hotvey in left, Yaker Reyes in center, Felix Tena in right. Kelvin Hidalgo will start at third. Nolan Clifford is at short. Blake Wright at second. And he's over there with his former Clemson teammate, Jacob Hinderleiter, who's at first. Alan Espinal behind the plate. LeBaron Johnson, first pitch, fastball at 94 to Lizbel Diaz, who's hitting .325. And Diaz has given the Grizzlies plenty of problems so far in this series. Changeup misses down low from Johnson. Fresno Grizzlies defense tonight brought to you by Save Mart. Save Mart has your bases covered, your neighborhood. Your Save Mart. 1-1 popped up down the right field line. Will quickly get out of play. And it is 1-2. The 1-2 pitch is in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes to Diaz. With one away here in the bottom of the first inning. Johnson winds and deals. 2-2 pitch below the knees, and the count runs full. Three balls in, two strikes. Diaz hit the homer last night to get the Giants started, and the 3-2 pitch is lifted into right field. Long run for Tena. Tena coming towards the line, and it will drop on the narrow strip of grass. In foul territory, that one hit a long way from any of the infielders, so Diaz will be given new life. Just talking to the outfielders a little bit. In the Grizzlies' win on Wednesday, the Giants lost a couple of fly balls above the lights. 3-2 pitch from Johnson. Swing and a miss. Got Lizbel Diaz to chase a 94-mile-an-hour fastball way out of the zone. And there are quickly two outs. Johnson already matching his strikeout total from Sunday against Lake Elsinore. He only had one strikeout after striking out 13 in his first nine innings. And he misses down low to Dakota Jordan. One ball and no strikes. Jordan down to 257. He was up near 300 entering the series. 1-0 pitch. Fastball right at the knees on that outside black. And it's one ball and one strike. But Johnson found a way to get it done without using the power stuff. And now he overpowers Jordan. A fastball that's fouled off and hits the mask of Alan Espinal. Has the two-piece mask to come off. Now, Espinal joking with Fernando Gonzalez is catching counterpart in the on-deck circle. 1-2 pitch to Jordan. Johnson deals, does not get the call, just below the knees with the slider. That was a great pitch from LeBaron Johnson. So it's 2-2 to Jordan. Johnson winds and deals, and there's a slider that freezes Jordan. Almost the same spot, a little higher up, a little further out. Gets the call, and LeBaron Johnson matches the work from Jacob Bresnahan in the first as the Giants go in order. One complete here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. No score between the Giants and Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grizzly fans, get ready for an exciting season at Chick Chansey Park. Every Thursday home game will feature a brand new one-versus-one food truck battle thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Local food trucks will compete head-to-head with creative themes, and the best part is, it's up to you to decide who wins. Try each dish and vote for your fan favorite. And with the introduction of Thursday Ballpark Pass, you can get into each Thursday home game for just $49.
Hey there, cool cats. Chick Chansey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 shake, rattle, and win Mustang and cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chick Chansey soon. Must be 21 or older to play. Second inning at Excite Ballpark. Fifth game of a 12-game road trip. The series finale here in San Jose is tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Grizzlies have Ismael Luciano, who through Tuesday night lined up against Jeromy Maldonado. Win tonight would give Fresno a chance at the series split tomorrow. For all some of the heartache through the first four games of this series. And Fresno really did feel like last night some things go differently early. Maybe it's just a different mentality. They've been really good in close games this year, in close games early. Blake Wright lead things off, 4-5-6, 2 up against Jacob Bresnahan. And Wright, first pitch swinging, pops it up on the first base side. It will get into the San Jose dugout. Didn't quite make it over the net, but that is a perilous pit on both sides. Old school dugouts. Remember, this stadium was built in the 40s. And the dugout probably goes 3 to 4 feet deep. But there's steps on the way down. They've since added the screens, the railings that players can lean up against on the top step. Slider bends over the outside corner to right. It's quickly 0-2. Bresnahan filling up the strike zone early. Wright hitting 219 to start the season. As Bresnahan winds and deals and gets a fastball by Wright for his third strikeout already. He's faced four batters. Then Bresnahan had 12 strikeouts in his first 11 innings, but command has been a bit of an issue. 8 walks. Now Tommy Hotvey will come to the plate. Hitting 281. Switch hitter batting from the right side. Chases a slider in the dirt. It's 0-1. Hotvey had a 12-game on base streak snapped last night, as he was 0-for-4 in the loss. 0-1 pitch. Fastball up and away. One ball, one strike. It also broke up what was the first Grizzlies player to have a home run streak. He hit homers on Wednesday and Thursday. First Grizzly to do that this year in back-to-back games. He's over the top of a slider, big bendy pitch that has looked really good from Bresnahan early on. 1-2 to Hopfe. One out in the top of the second. No score yet between Fresno and San Jose. The 1-2 pitch is in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Mentioning earlier, San Jose, the Churros tonight, part of the Copa La Diversión series. They'll wear these jerseys six times, I believe, including tomorrow. 2-2, Hotvey chases a fastball at 93. And Bresnahan keeps rolling, back-to-back strikeouts for the second time already in this game. He's only faced five batters. Two outs and nobody on for Felix Tena, who comes in to Saturday night hitting 158. Driven in five runs on the season for Fresno. Right-hand hitter against the lefty Bresnahan. And he swings at a fastball at 94. It's 0-1. Grizzlies having a real hard time picking up Bresnahan. And so far, the pitcher with the biggest ERA of the string of Giants lined up against the Grizzlies, he's looked the most unhittable. Tena fouls back a fastball, 0-2. Two outs in the second. Fresno just trying to get Bresnahan out of his rhythm. The 0-2 pitch runs inside, and Tena jumps out of the way of the fastball at 93 around his knees. One ball, two strikes. Bresnahan from the wind. And gets a big swing and a miss from Tena at an outside changeup. Bresnahan strikes out the side. He struck out five of the first six hitters so far tonight. To the bottom of the second, no score between San Jose and Fresno on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars night is back at Chuck Chansey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
LeBaron Johnson Jr. back out on the mound for the Fresno Grizzlies in the bottom of the second. No score yet between Fresno and San Jose. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue. I'm ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. So Johnson, the right-hander, three professional starts. The Grizzlies have won each of those. He worked five innings in two of the three, did not allow a run over four innings in the other. And I told you he used just one strikeout against Lake Elsinore on Sunday, seeing them for the second time in 5 days. As Fernando Gonzalez digs in to lead things off, and Johnson puts a fastball at 93 on the inside black, 0-1. A one pitch. Back with a slider that's a bit low. Gonzalez has had a good series, and he is hitting 250. Hit his first homer of the year. Fights off a fastball at 95 on the hands. But 4-for-13 overall in the series. He's driven in 3 runs. Walked 3 times, been hit a couple others. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt from Johnson with the slider. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Talked a lot about what the Grizzlies the Giants are wearing tonight is the churros. The Grizzlies in their red tops tonight, black caps, gray pants. And Gonzalez golfs a slider down the left field line, way foul. But had a home run type distance as he hit it beyond the Fresno Grizzlies bullpen, but about 90 feet too far to the left of the foul pole. Johnson's 2-2 pitch to Gonzalez is a fastball fanned at 97. That's about as high as you'll see LeBaron Johnson run it up there, as he's got 3 straight strikeouts to start this game. And now Walker Martin. He also hit a home run in this series. Left-hand hitter, just brought off of the IL last night. Made the start at shortstop. And he chops one towards second. Blake Wright moving to his right. Gloves it, stops, throws in time to get Martin, who is bustling up the first baseline. And there's 2 away. So 2 outs and nobody on for Elian Rayo. Comes into the game hitting 212 as Johnson pours a fastball at 95 in there for strike one. The 0-1 pitch down and away. LeBaron already back to the strikeout stuff. Velocity has been up there. And he changed his sleeves in between innings. Went to a black undershirt on a chilly evening. 94-mile-an-hour fastball off the hand. This is not weather that he's accustomed to. Grew up in Florida and then played college ball in Texas. And so a chilly Bay Area Saturday evening. 1-2 pitch. Changeup. Nope. Slider down low. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes to Elian Rayo. 2-2 pitch. Fastball freezes him on the outer half. Caught Rayo looking. Great spot at the knees on the outside edge. And Johnson with 4 strikeouts through the first 2 innings. Only 3 guys have put the ball in play through the first 2 innings. Nobody has reached base yet through 2 complete. San Jose and Fresno in an early pitcher's duel on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chansey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town, featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable, only in downtown Fresno.
Third inning at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Tim Slack with you on a cloudy and windy Saturday evening in the South Bay area. Nolan Clifford, Alan Espinal, Jacob Hinderleiter due up against the southpaw Jacob Bresnahan for the Giants. Bresnahan making his 4th appearance of the year. each of his first three gave up at least three earned runs. It was kind of consistent today. He struck out five of the first six he has faced. First pitch fastball at 92 miles an hour right at the knees. Well, just figured out who the beer batter is tonight. His first pitch strike to Clifford elicited an unusual amount of cheers. One pitch too far outside. One ball and one strike. Not every park has this, but this is a long-standing tradition in San Jose. 1-1 pitch to Clifford. Lefty-lefty matchup, and it's a slider that Clifford swings and misses. It's 1-2. They start playing music with every strike, trying to get the fans excited to head to the concession stands and get some discounted beer. 1-2 pitch to Clifford outside in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Clifford hitting .273. He's done a really good job being kind of the utility infielder for the Grizzlies. Played in 12 of the 19 games. 2-2 pitch from Bresnahan is outside with the fastball. And the count is full, 3-2. But his hits have all been kind of bunched up. Payoff pitch from Bresnahan. And Clifford fights it off down the left field line. That will go into the concession stands out by Turkey Mike's. Barbecue had a chance to have some of that today. And it is well worth the trip if you're thinking about coming when the Grizzlies visit again in August. The payoff pitch lashed into left field sends Diaz back to the warning track. But on the part where the dirt and the grass meet, Diaz is able to make the catch. Good at bat from Clifford that disappoints the San Jose crowd that was hoping for a strikeout. Bresnahan has pretty much struck out everybody else. Five of the first seven outs that he has recorded via the K. Now Alan Espinal with one out and nobody on. Bresnahan winds and deals a slider on the outside corner for strike one. Espinal hitting .133, did have a two-hit night. Very busy night in the Grizzlies' win on Wednesday. And a guy that, when he gets going, is going to be hard to stop. 0-1 pitch popped up on the right side. Hipwell, the first baseman, lost his cap and will watch it bounce outside of the lower bowl, but it bounced up on the concrete, and a fan probably eight rows back leaned over with one hand, grabbed it like he was robbing a homer and brought it back to his companion sitting right next to him. That was a nice play. Fans loved it. Bresnahan's 0-2 to Espinal. It is a fastball up and out. One ball, two strikes. So Bresnahan had been right about the 66 pitch mark. 67, actually, each of his first two starts. 66 in his last time out. He's already up over halfway there. Swing and a miss gets Espinal for the second out in the third. And already Bresnahan with six strikeouts. And there is nobody on and two out for Jacob Hinderleiter. Clemson product, undrafted. Hitting .143, one hit in his first seven at-bats as a Grizzly, getting the start at first base tonight. First pitch fastball on the outside corner, 0-1. Hinderleiter played a lot on the left side at Clemson after 4 years at Davidson. Big-bodied infielder. Grizzlies letting him run in the corners quite a bit as a DH. Fastball fouled back. Bresnahan quickly ahead 0-2. Found a base runner through the first two-plus innings of this ball game. Bresnahan and Johnson dueling zeros. The lefty Bresnahan on the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled a string on a changeup that had Hinderleiter out in front. And Jacob Bresnahan has been untouchable. Forget unhittable. Grizzlies have struck out already seven of the first nine hitters to come to the plate. Bresnahan with seven Ks through three innings of work. To the bottom of the third, LeBaron Johnson back out there for the Grizzlies. A scoreless game on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chancey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable only in downtown Fresno.
LeBaron Johnson worked in the bottom of the third in a scoreless game. Johnson's longest outing of the year, five innings, and the Grizzlies starters haven't gone too long so far this year. The bullpen has worked about a third more innings than the starters coming in, as Johnson's two innings gets the group of starters up over 70 innings on the season. As Robert Hipwell leads things off and watches a cutter in for strike one on the outside corner right at the knees. Hipwell, Ramos, and Reckley trying to get a base runner on for San Jose, and a 95-mile-an-hour fastball that Hipwell takes a tough swing at. Hipwell hitting 143, left-hand hitter. From Santa Clara, swings and misses at a ball in the dirt. Great pitch by LeBaron, 88-mile-an-hour changeup. That split-finger fastball gets a swing and a miss. And so Bresnahan, the San Jose starter, has seven strikeouts. That's the fifth already for Johnson. One out in the bottom of the third. And now Jose Ramos will come to the plate. Ramos takes outside, 95. Ramos hitting 238 on the season. This is his eighth game. 1-0 pitch, fastball at 94, right in down the middle. One ball, one strike. No score yet. Bottom of the third, San Jose and Fresno. Fifth game of a six-game series. 1-1 pitch. Bit low. The fastball from Johnson wanted that one on the outside corner, but a bit down and a bit outside. 2-1 pitch. Johnson winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Another fastball that Johnson lets rip. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. Jose Ramos, right-hand hitter against the righty Johnson. 2-2 pitch. Bounce to the left side. Waiting back, Hidalgo gets a knee-high hop. We'll pick it out and throw out Ramos for the second out in the third. Three ground balls have been all that San Jose has been able to muster outside of the five strikeouts from Johnson. Grizzlies have hit two fly balls. Ryan Reckley stands in and takes 94 up and out for ball one. Reckley hitting just 114, and this is 14th game. He swings and misses through a 95-mile-an-hour fastball moving in on him. One ball, one strike. Left-hand hitting Reckley. 1-1 pitch. Changeup up and away. Two balls and a strike. That split-finger fastball from LeBaron, a popular pitch among Grizzlies pitchers. 2-1 pitch. Grounded to the right side. Hinderleiter moving to his right, scoops it up with the left hand and circles around to touch the base and end the inning. Couple of ground balls to Hinderleiter through the first nine hitters that the Giants have sent to the plate, but no base runners for either team through three complete at Excite Ballpark. Hope you're excited about pitching on this cool Saturday evening, fifth game of the six-game series between the Giants and the Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chancey Park, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks, both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss. So get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Fourth inning, we have not had a base runner yet as San Jose and Fresno locked at zero. A true pitcher's duel from Jacob Bresnahan and LeBaron Johnson. Starters have been strutting their stuff through the first three innings. Bresnahan has struck out seven, and that is already a season high for the lefty. It is also a career high for him. And he's worked just three innings. Yaker Reyes leading things off in the fourth. He was a strikeout victim and takes a slider outside for ball one. Bresnahan has never gone beyond the fourth inning. And his previous career high was five strikeouts. As Reyes swinging at the 1-0 pitch. Lofts it into center field. High fly ball for Dakota Jordan in left center, who stands his ground to make the catch, and that's the first out of the fourth. Well, one thing early, and that has been a big difference for the winning teams in this series, is not just limiting walks, but staying ahead of the opposing hitters. And that was one of the first hitters that Bresnahan had fallen behind. Kelvin Hidalgo, a strikeout victim, his first time up. First pitch is served into right field off the end of the bat. A looping flare will fall, and Hidalgo is the first base runner on a soft, looping line drive out into right field. Almost like a pop-up, but 135 feet down the right field line where nobody could get to. A game that has been dominated by pitching, so fitting that it is the softest of hit balls that gets the first base runner. No score here in the fourth. Bresnahan now dealing with a runner on, breaks a slider down and away to Roynir Hernandez for ball one. Hernandez hit it pretty well out to left field. I think Nolan Clifford might have two. Two flyouts out to Lizbel Diaz. Were some of the only contact the first time through the order for the Grizzlies. 1-0 pitch, and Hernandez takes. Pitch was down low. It's dropped, and Hidalgo, on a delayed steal, takes second. He was going before the drop. We'll see if they did, in fact, rule it a stolen base, and it is. It'll be Kelvin's 13th of the season. For 15 on the year. Bresnahan pumps in a fastball to get into the count at 2-1. And the ball was down, and I think Gonzalez got distracted on the delayed steal, took his eyes off it, and dropped it. They'll put a pickoff play on its second. That was really nicely executed. But Hidalgo got back just in time with the head first dive to second. One out, Hidalgo on second. Grizzlies trying to take the lead here in the fourth. with a scoreless ball game. 2-1 pitch to Hernandez. Bresnahan delivers, and Hernandez slashes it foul. Reinier has hit lefties actually better than he's hit righties this year. 5-for-16. About half as many at-bats against Southpaws. And he tips one foul at the plate just to stay alive on the 2-2 fastball from Bresnahan. Just got enough of a piece of it that it hit the shin guard and made a thud behind home plate off of Gonzalez and rolled back towards the mound. Runner in scoring position for Reinier. The 2-2 pitch from Bresnahan on its way. And Hernandez just spoils the slider, breaking down and away. That was well out of the zone. But a good pitch to fight off from Hernandez. Hernandez has also been terrific with runners in scoring position. He's 9-for-20 this year. 2-2 pitch. And he fights another fastball off from Bresnahan. So making the lefty work, and I told you Bresnahan's normal pitch count in the upper 60s, just shy of 70 in each of his first three starts. This will be his 50th pitch thus far. 2-2 pitch to Hernandez, and it's fought back again to the netting. These are the situations that Fresno has circled. When they are successful here, it in large part has fueled when they've been playing winning baseball. And Hernandez taking a great at-bat, 2-2 pitch again, and it's bounced towards second. It'll get the runner over, Reckley on the soft ground ball, fields and throws low, but Hipwell able to maintain the bag for the out. And so now Hidalgo just 90 feet away, two outs for Blake Wright, who struck out his first time against Bresnahan. Grizzlies have forced Bresnahan to work much harder here in this inning than any of the previous three. First pitch, and Wright pops it up into center field. He will get out of it as Reckley is going to be the guy to make the play. I thought he was getting called off. He stays with it in shallow center field, and the second baseman makes the catch. Almost gave the Grizzlies an opening, but instead the would-be runner stranded 90 feet away. Grizzlies get a hit, but they leave it stranded. Hidalgo left on third. No runs in the inning. To the bottom of the fourth. No score between Fresno and San Jose on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Affordable family fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Did you know that a single gallon of used motor oil can pollute 1 million gallons of fresh drinking water? If you change your own oil, do your part to reduce oil pollution by recycling. Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Just take them to a certified collection center or use the City of Fresno's curbside collection program. Call 621-1452 to request free program containers. Get more information at fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. That's 621-1111. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. It happens here.
Bottom of the fourth inning, no score at Excite Ballpark between San Jose and Fresno. Jacob Bresnahan and LeBaron Johnson Jr. are dueling here in the early going. LeBaron Johnson has struck out five the first time through the order, and he'll see the lineup for the second time. Carlos Gutierrez, Lizbel Diaz, and Dakota Jordan will be due up in the fourth. Gutierrez grounded out to Hinderleiter at first, his first time up, and takes, I think, the splitter down low, ball one. Johnson winds and deals, and Gutierrez watches a fastball this time below the knees. Two balls and no strikes. Johnson ahead pretty much the entirety of this ball game. Now deals in a fastball. This time at 93 down the middle. Two balls and a strike. Right-hander against the left-hand hitter in Gutierrez. 2-1 pitch. Grounded sharply to short, and Clifford ranging to his right. Reached down. Couldn't get it. A hard hit ball will go as a base hit out of the reach of Nolan Clifford. And that was stung off of the bat of Gutierrez, who has created some problems all series, both in controversy just and in consistency. Leadoff man aboard with Lizbel Diaz to the plate. Johnson's first pitch yanked foul on the slider, pulled right by Edwin Villegas, who does a jumping jack out of the way. Big smile. Might be getting razzed a little bit from the Fresno Grizzlies dugout or the picnic area right behind him. 0-1 to Diaz. Gutierrez leads off first. Johnson throws over, and Gutierrez was definitely getting ready to turn to second. Just gets back in with the dive and the low throw by Johnson. 0-1 pitch. Johnson long pause at the belt. Now deals. Swing and a miss. Takes Diaz down to a knee on a slider. Breaking down and out of the zone. And it's 0-2. Gutierrez, good size lead at first. 0-2 pitch and just spoiled foul. Diaz let go of the bat with his right hand, his backhand, about 25% into the swing. And just let the left hand reach out and touch that one foul. That was the changeup from Johnson. 0-2 pitch. Johnson delivers, and it's a fastball off the plate inside. Middle of the thighs, but about a baseball and a half off the plate. 1-2. Johnson again. Swing and a miss. 94 by Diaz. And LeBaron Johnson has his sixth strikeout. It's the first out of the fourth. And that brings up Dakota Jordan. The Giants' fourth round pick in 2024 out of Mississippi State. Made a terrific diving catch last night. He swings and chops the first pitch at Villegas, who this time was ready. Still a lot of smiles between Villegas and some of the Grizzlies pitchers. Ismael Luciano, tomorrow's starter, hanging out right on the top step. 0-1 to Jordan. Johnson will spin and throw as Gutierrez dives back in just in time. Gutierrez has been running in this series. He's 6-for-7 on the season in stolen bases, and so the Grizzlies at least want to keep him close. Johnson long pause. 0-1 pitch is lined into right field. This is trouble. Into the corner. It's going to fade foul. Less than 6 feet from the foul pole. And Jordan seemed to know it was fading foul off the bat, but that was awfully close into that corner that's been somewhat problematic in the series for the Grizzlies. 0-2 to Jordan. Johnson kicks and delivers, and it's grounded sharply up the middle, and a bouncing ball is going to get through into center field. Reyes comes up. He'll throw to second. Gutierrez rounded second, but gets back into the base standing up. And it's the second hit in the inning, a broken bat single for Dakota Jordan. And there are two on with one out for Fernando Gonzalez. A couple of ground ball base hits for San Jose. Now Jordan wringing out his hands. Now the San Jose Giants trainer came out to get some of the protective equipment. Jordan's still shaking his hands loose. Is that ball? He got off the end of the bat. A severe stinger. First pitch to Gonzalez is the slider that bends in for a strike. Gonzalez struck out his first time. Gutierrez off second. Jordan leads off first for the Giants here in the bottom of the fourth. No score yet. Ball in the dirt. Espinal pops up. His throw's going to go to third, and he hesitated too long. He looked at second before throwing to third. It'll be a wild pitch that allows the runners to advance to second and third, so the double play not set up. As it just kind of kicked off of Espinal. If he had thrown directly to third, he might have had the shot at Gutierrez, but he peeked at Jordan to see if maybe that was the route to go. So the infield draws in. 1-1 pitch, high and tight to Gonzalez. That elicits some boos as it was up around the head of the San Jose catcher. And he just did spin out of the way in time. 2-1 from Johnson. Down and away. Three balls and a strike. Fernando Gonzalez. Walker Martin hit his second inning home run last night. Waits on deck. Left-handed hitter. The 3-1 pitch. Poured in at 96 from LeBaron Johnson. And the count is full 3-2. So Johnson up over the 50 pitch mark now. This would be a place for the strikeout pitch. Payoff pitch to Gonzalez. 3-2, breaking ball. Called strike three. Gonzalez thought it was ball four and turns and shakes his head at Patrick McMorris. It is the second strikeout of the inning for LeBaron Johnson. And there are two outs and two on as the Grizzlies infield can now back up. Might have been in. It was close. First pitch, Walker Martin. Espinal kind of held that pitch before off to his left-hand side, but it was right on the black. 0-1 to Martin. Popped up. Left side, it looks playable. Out goes Hidalgo. And reaching out makes the catch on the warning track down the left field line. LeBaron Johnson gets out of a jam in the fourth. And so this ball game, the pitchers have been mimicking each other a bit. And this time it's LeBaron Johnson who gets out of a jam in the fourth as San Jose had two on and one out and could not get him in. No runs, two hits. Two left stranded for San Jose in the bottom of the fourth. Through four at Excite Ballpark. No score between the Giants and the Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sink with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
One of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports is right here at Chukchansey Park. Single game tickets start at only $8. You can skip the lines and buy online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. From the Kodiak Club to right behind home plate, your favorite seat is just a click away. Don't forget to check out FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers for great deals. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Well, great pitcher's duel here in San Jose. No score between the Giants and the Grizzlies. It'll be Tommy Hotvey, Felix Tena, and Nolan Clifford due up against the lefty, Jacob Bresnahan. who's been a tough puzzle to figure out. And Bresnahan bends over a slider to get ahead of Hotvey, the right-hand hitter. Well, the switch hitter batting right-handed. Struck out his first time against Bresnahan. Powerful from the right side. Takes outside, another slider. One ball, one strike. But Tommy will tell you every day that he is not a home run hitter. He's trying to hit the ball as hard as he can on a line. And really, truly does hunt singles. He drives one into center field. Jordan started back and then will hold off Lisbel Diaz. Comes in a couple of steps. Pretty much straightaway center, just a step to the right of the second base bag. And Hotvey retired for the first out in the fifth. Everything the Grizzlies have been able to touch, for the most part, has been in the air. Roynier Hernandez grounded out to second on what was a great at-bat to get Hidalgo over to third. Felix Tennis struck out his first time and watches a slider too far inside, ball one. A lot of run on that slider from Bresnahan. He's really started to feature it, especially as he's gone through the order now for the second time. Sinker down low gets Tenna to swing over. There's some activity in the San Jose bullpen, as this is already the longest outing for the lefty Bresnahan. Tenna reaches out and tips it foul. He threw four innings at Visalia on April 12th, also against Modesto on the 4th. But already 4 1/3 tonight. Tenna out in front of a changeup, and that is strike three. So the second time he has gone down, and continuing to extend his career high in strikeouts as well. Bresnahan, what is that, his 8th? Struck out 7 the first time through the lineup. This is his first time going through the lineup, or first K going through the lineup a second time. Now Nolan Clifford, who flew out to left field. He's the guy that the fans want to strike out, though. Tabbed as the beer batter tonight. Slider misses away from Bresnahan. One ball, no strikes. Bresnahan closing in on his season-high pitch count as well. 1-0 pitch is lined into center field. Dakota Jordan will make the play out in left center. Clifford stung it well, but right at the center fielder. So the Grizzlies go in order in the fifth, and Bresnahan has another 3-up, 3-down inning. 5 strong from Bresnahan. That might be his day, as the Giants seem to have a reliever ready to go. But we'll go to the bottom of the fifth. LeBaron Johnson back out there for the Grizzlies. No score yet here at Excite Ballpark on a chilly Saturday evening.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards program. Save Mart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Chuck Chancey Park offers the best outdoor gathering place in the valley for groups of 20 all the way up to 1,000. From the pool to the Estrella Jalisco Cantina, there are options for groups of any size. Call 559-320-4487 or visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/groups for more information. Grizzlies will be back at home May 6th for a six-game homestand against the Modesto Nuts. Be sure to get your tickets now, FresnoGrizzlies.com. Bottom of the fifth, no score. LeBaron Johnson back out there. He has been matching what the left-handed starter for San Jose, Jacob Bresnahan, has done. Missed with the first pitch down to Elion Rayo. Will be followed by Hipwell and Ramos. Grounded to short. Deep in the hole is Clifford, who digs it out and throws low. Hinderleiter can't scoop it, and Rayo aboard to start the fifth inning. We will wait for the official ruling as Rayo hit the ball deep into the hole and Clifford just tried to get rid of it. It will be an error on the shortstop Clifford. And that is the first error for Fresno. They didn't make an error last night despite the 17 runs. Here's Robert Hipwell as Johnson gets a swing and a miss over the top of a slider. It's 0-1. Two base runners last inning for San Jose. They started to see the ball a bit better, but Johnson still had two strikeouts. Rayo not necessarily a threat to run over at first, although he's got a decent lead, and Johnson puts the slider over for strike two, taken by Hipwell. Hipwell, a strikeout victim in his first at-bat. 0-2 from Johnson. Kicks in, delivers, and it's grounded back up the middle. Clifford right by the bag at second. Fields it, steps on the base, throws to first, and gets the double play. LeBaron Johnson clapping with his hands over his head as he started to reach out for that one. And Clifford pointed in return to say, I will pick you up. And a great play by Clifford as soon as he stepped on the base, got rid of the throw, and that was in time to get Hipwell for the double play. So two outs, and Jose Ramos, who grounded out to third, takes a first pitch ball, but the slider is over for strike one. One ball, one strike. No score in the bottom of the fifth between San Jose and Fresno. 1-1 pitch lashed out into left field. Hotvey racing back over his right shoulder will reach up and make the catch on the edge of the warning track to end the inning. So LeBaron Johnson, a very quick fifth inning. And San Jose got a base runner on the error, but nothing else. Erased on the double play and a quick out to get through the inning. We have completed five innings already here at Excite Ballpark. And San Jose is going to its bullpen. We'll tell you about the new pitcher when we come back to Excite Ballpark. No score between San Jose and Fresno on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
The 2025 Fresno Grizzlies season is underway, and the best way to get a behind-the-scenes look at the club is to go in the den with the Fresno Grizzlies every Monday afternoon at 4:30 on the KC24 CBS 47 Plus app. Exclusive interviews, first looks, and special highlights take you beyond the field. In the Den with the Fresno Grizzlies, a new episode drops every Monday. Thanks to our friends at KC24 and CBS 47.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
New pitcher for San Jose here in the sixth inning. We'll take over for Jacob Bresnahan, and it is the recently activated Darian Smith, just called up off of the injured list. Right-hander is 6'3", 200 pounds, 25-year-old, and started the season on the IL. And I believe they called a pitch clock violation on Smith to start the inning. They did before Alan Espinal stands in. And so here in the sixth, no score. It's already 1-0 to Espinal. And he lines the ball just over the head of Ryo. A sinking line drive out into left field. Second hit of the game for Fresno. And they immediately greet Darian Smith with a single out into left field from Alan Espinal. It was a really good start for the Giants left-hander, Jacob Bresnahan. He went five innings, allowed just one hit, and struck out eight. Did not allow a run. Those are all best for him as Jacob Hinderleiter stands in and takes a sinker at 92 for strike one. Hinderleiter struck out in his one at bat against Bresnahan, who'd given up at least three runs in each of his first three outings of the year. He was untouchable today. Smith out of the stretch, his 0-1 pitch, and Hinderleiter pops it up on the hands, out of play. I believe this is the professional debut for Smith as well. 0-2 pitch. Hinderleiter watches the slider down and away. One ball, two strikes. The right-hander backing up the lefty, Bresnahan. Espinal leads off first. Nobody out here in the sixth. Smith's 1-2 pitch. Slider down and away, and Hinderleiter saw it well. Two balls, two strikes. So these are the chances for Fresno that just haven't been here a ton. Not a ton of leadoff hits this year. And immediately starting this inning with a base runner. 2-2 pitch. A slider even further outside. Gonzalez has to go diving in the left-hand batter's box to get it. Payoff pitch. Instead, Hinderleiter will call a timeout. Grizzlies were hitting just 160 in leading off an inning before the Espinal hit there. Payoff pitch to Hinderleiter, and it's a sinker, spoiled foul. Got a piece of Gonzalez behind the plate. And so getting that guy on base, and an on-base percentage about 120 points higher than that. A lot of the walks that they have earned, 20 of the 78, over a quarter of them, have been from the leadoff spot. 3-2 pitch. And that is tipped foul by Hinderleiter in and out of the glove of Gonzalez. Just couldn't squeeze it. And the count stays full, 3-2. No score. We're already in the sixth inning. There have just been four total hits in this game and five base runners. Giants reached on an error in addition to their two hits. Payoff pitch to Hinderleiter. And it's grounded sharply to short. Ramos fields it. It's falling down. Throws to second, but then the turn is way off the mark by Reckley. So it'll be a fielder's choice that Hinderleiter gets aboard on. But Ramos made that play look smooth as he bent down. He just fell down to his right and in one fell swoop fielded it and threw it to second, a perfect feed. But then Reckley's turn was well wide. That feed maybe a little off to the right of Reckley, who had to then turn, and that was the challenge. As he basically had his back to first base. Now Yaker Reyes, one out, one on. Left-hand hitter against the righty, Darian Smith. And it's fouled off on a first-pitch slider. It's 0-1. And two at-bats against Bresnahan, the lefty. Reyes was 0-for-2. He struck out swinging and flew out to center field. One out and a guy on. Hinderleiter leads off first. Smith comes set at his letters. Hinderleiter goes, pitches down and away. The throw from Gonzalez is off the mark, and Hinderleiter has a stolen base. The first of his professional career. Jacob Hinderleiter got a great jump. The pitch was outside, and so the count is one ball and one strike. And now Gonzalez is talking with Smith. So the Grizzlies have it all work out to get the runner in scoring position. Has took an extra couple of pitches. Now Hinderleiter stands at second with less than two outs in the top of the lineup for Fresno. Going to try and get him in. Scoreless game in the sixth inning. Smith long pause now deals, and Reyes tried to bunt. Didn't get the bat head out there, and it ends up fouling it back to the netting behind home plate. One ball and two strikes. One and two to Reyes. Smith long pause. They put a pickoff play on to Hinderleiter, who dives back in between the legs of Ramos just in time and beating the tag of the Giants shortstop. Ramos was standing on the base at second by the time Smith turned around, but Hinderleiter able to get back in. Decent size lead at second. Smith deals, 1-2 pitch. Chased in the dirt. Reyes down on strikes. Tagged out for the second out in the inning. Now Kelvin Hidalgo to the plate. A single that broke up a string of 10 retired to start the game by the Giants starter Jacob Bresnahan. Two outs, and Hinderleiter, the runner on second for Hidalgo. Grizzlies need a hit to cash in the first run of the game. Smith's first pitch, and a nice slider in the dirt. Hidalgo couldn't check his swing. Smith had missed with that pitch a bunch in the at-bat to Hinderleiter after getting ahead by two strikes. It was just way off the plate. This one he started at the front hip of Hidalgo and had it look like a fastball over the inside part of the plate. 0-1 pitch. Hidalgo flares one out to center field. Going out is Reckley. Jordan coming in. Jordan dives, and he makes a terrific catch. For the second straight evening, Dakota Jordan robs the Grizzlies of a run. This time coming in, last night going out, and he keeps Fresno off the board once again. Kelvin Hidalgo has a hit taken away, and the Grizzlies leave another runner on scoring in scoring position. A great play by Jordan, who came sprinting in, dove head first, and tumbled over his shoulder to finish the play. No runs, one hit, one left on for Fresno in the top of the six. We'll go to the bottom of the inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Giants on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network. Hey there, cool cats. Chukchansey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 Shake, Rattle, and Win Mustang and Cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chukchansey soon. Must be 21 or older to play.
Now making its debut at Chukchansey Park, the $3 value menu. 2025, ballpark favorites are only $3. Get hot dogs, popcorn, pretzels, nachos, chips, soda, and ice cream sandwiches for just $3 each, all season long. Plus, you can snag a 12-ounce canned beer for only $5. With tickets already starting at just $8, there is truly no better value than Grizzlies baseball in 2025. We'll see you at Chicktancy Park.
Bottom of the sixth inning at Excite Ballpark, and the home crowd excited by another great Dakota Jordan catch that keeps the Grizzlies off the board for the second straight night. Reckley, Gutierrez, and Diaz do up against LeBaron Johnson in the bottom of the sixth in a scoreless game. And Johnson misses with a fastball to Reckley, who's 0 for 1 after grounding out to the first baseman Hinderleiter, and he bounces one into the on-deck circle that sends Carlos Gutierrez scrambling. It's one ball and one strike. Clayton Gray is now into the game for the Grizzlies. The center fielder comes on in place of Yiker Reyes. As Johnson misses with a fastball down and in directly, it's two balls and a strike. Johnson winds and deals, and Reckley fouls off the 2-1 pitch in off his hands. Two balls, two strikes. Reyes on the homer by Lisbel Diaz in the first inning last night had appeared to come up a little bit limp. 2-2. Bounce towards second. Charging in his right. Gets a high hop. He'll flip underhand to his former Clemson teammate, Jacob Hinderleiter. And that is the first out here in the bottom of the sixth for LeBaron Johnson. I don't mean to cast suspicion on Yaker, but Reyes hobbled. The Grizzlies came out to check on him, but he was fine. He was later lifted late last night, one of the only defensive changes that the Grizzlies made late. First pitch of Gutierrez away for ball one, and then Johnson, trying to work quickly, misses down and in to fall behind Carlos Gutierrez. Two balls, no strikes. Gutierrez, 1-for-2. The international free agent out of Mexico played at the Complex League last year for the Giants. Now ahead, three balls, no strikes. Johnson winds and deals. This one's right down Broadway at 92. Actually caught the inside corner. Johnson was just trying to pump one over. 3-1 pitch. Johnson delivers. That's down the middle. 91, and the count is full. 3-2. One away in the bottom of the sixth. No score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. The payoff pitch is popped up on the infield. Shallow left field. Clifford going out. Hotvey sprinting in, and it's Hotvey who's going to call off Nolan Clifford and make the catch in shallow left field. That ball just kept going. The wind blowing out from right to left, with maybe a slight push towards the left field fence, and a ball that Clifford thought he had off the bat. Eventually, Tommy Hotvey says, I have to be the one to catch it, and makes the play. Two outs, nobody on. Lisbel Diaz takes a strike. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from LeBaron Johnson, who is in uncharted territories for the big righty. Fastball fouled back to the screen. It's 0-2. The longest outing of his professional career now at 5 2/3. I believe he's already tied his career high in strikeouts, and now he exceeds it. Swing and a miss by Diaz. The eighth strikeout for LeBaron Johnson to go with six innings of scoreless work. And we are still tied at zero. To the seventh we go. No score between either of these teams on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Come out to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. Come for a seat close to the action. Come for Parker living their best life. Come with your family, your friends, and your friends who feel like family. Come for the food. Come for the food trucks. Come for the player autographs and high fives. Come for the fireworks. Come for the fun. Stay for the baseball. only in minor league baseball.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
No score between San Jose and Fresno through the first six innings at Excite Ballpark, fifth game of this six-game series. The Giants have held the Grizzlies quiet twice in this series. I believe it was two shutouts Tuesday and Friday night. They have won three of the first four games in this series. And now the Grizzlies pitching staff behind LeBaron Johnson Jr. has kept the Giants quiet. They may turn to the bullpen in the seventh as LeBaron Johnson exceeding career highs in strikeouts and innings pitched. And now the offense trying to give him some run support. Roynier Hernandez, Blake Wright, Tommy Hotvey do up against Darian Smith. The right-hander working his second professional inning. He set down the Grizzlies after a leadoff hit by Alan Espinal pretty quickly in the sixth inning. 1-0 to left-hand hitting Hernandez, who fights off a fastball. It's 1-1. I feel like I'm used to Roynier wearing sleeves. So it took me a second. Almost always has that extra layer on. 1-1 pitch. Slider bends in from Smith. One ball, two strikes. Smith, a long, deliberate motion. 1-2 pitch. Bounce towards short. High hop for Ramos, who will field in front of the bag at second. And flip on to get Hernandez at first. One away in the top of the seventh. Each team with just two hits, and those have been the only base runners for Fresno tonight. A single by Hidalgo in the fourth, a single by Espinal in the sixth. Blake Wright stands in 0-for-2 and get his first look at Darian Smith. The first pitch is a slider down and away, ball one. Grizzlies would like to get on because they would like to run. Jacob Hinderleiter got his first professional steal after reaching on a fielder's choice last inning. 1-0 pitch. Slider on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Kelvin Hidalgo stole second in the fourth. And they are moving. They want to move. But looking to get a base runner against Smith in the seventh. 1-1 pitch. Grounded up the middle. That one is going to get through. Past the dive of Reckley. The second baseman came all the way on the left side of the bag to try and get it. But Blake Wright has a base hit. Third hit of the game for Fresno. And it's in front of Tommy Hotvey. And Hotvey has been in the middle of a lot of the Grizzlies' offense over the last 10 days. Kind of turned into the Grizzlies' primary run producer, team leader with 17 RBI. Also the team leader with four home runs, and he got one on Thursday night from the left side. Hit it right off the scoreboard in right center. Smith's first pitch, and Hotvey going down to a knee on a changeup. Swings and misses, it's 0-1. Blake Wright will run, 5-for-7. On the season. Grizzlies have been caught four times more in this series than they had in the first 14 games of the season. Fastball down over the plate. It was not where Gonzalez set up outside. He had to reach across his body. And it's 1-1 to the switch hitter, Hotvey. Started the game batting from the right side. Now against the righty, Smith batting left-handed. 1-1, there goes right. Pitch is bounced up the first baseline. This is trouble fielded by the first baseman, Hipwell, who throws up the line. And the second baseman, Reckley, was late covering. Right's being waved around. The ball goes down the right field line. Hotvey to third, and the Grizzlies are on the board. A top spin ball up the first baseline that hardly gets anywhere. And Hipwell trying to make a play would have been better just to eat it. Throws it away. And now they're going to have to figure out how to score this one. I don't know that Hipwell would have been able to get Hotvey, who was already there. Yeah, he was going to be safe. But the error is going to produce the run and put Hotvey on third. We'll get the official score in a second. Infield draws in for Felix Tena. One out and the runner on third. Breaking ball in for a strike. It is 1-0 Fresno. Here in the top of the seventh. 0-1 pitch from Smith, and Tena serves it out into right field. Gutierrez backing up. Hotvey tagging. Gutierrez makes the catch, charging in. Big throw towards the plate. It's in time, and Gonzalez tags out Hotvey. A laser from Carlos Gutierrez is going to end this inning. Carlos Gutierrez triggers the double play, and that is the seventh inning, but the Grizzlies get a run on two hits. The error by San Jose, but we have a score. Time to stretch here at Excite Ballpark, where Fresno is leading 1-0 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Are you looking for fresh, delicious seafood in Fresno? California Fish Grill offers a wide variety of sustainably sourced fish, including salmon, tilapia, halibut, shrimp, and crab. Their menu features grilled, fried, and blackened options, so there's something for every seafood lover. With a casual, family-friendly atmosphere, California Fish Grill is the perfect spot to enjoy a tasty meal. Stop by today and experience the delicious flavors of the coast right here in Fresno, and don't forget to tell them the Grizzlies sent you.
New pitcher for Fresno in the bottom of the seventh will be Luke Jewett, the right-hander from UCLA, with Fresno leading 1-0, and the Grizzlies did reward LeBaron Johnson, who was fantastic. Career-high six innings. He allowed just two hits, no runs, no walks, and he struck out a career-high eight Giants. And he stands in line for the win. Can the Grizzlies make the one run hold up? But some great defense from the Giants. Dakota Jordan prevented a run back at the end of the sixth inning with a great diving catch, much like he kept the Grizzlies off the board yesterday in the first inning. He will lead things off, followed by Gonzalez and Walker Martin. Facing the righty, Luke Jewett, who rips a fastball outside. Ninth appearance of the year for Jewett. He is officially the most used reliever in the California League. Couple of teammates might be not far behind him tonight, though. 1-0 pitch. Jordan takes 94 on the outside corner. Jewett is 1-1 with a 2.7 ERA. He's given up three earned runs in 10 innings. He has struck out six and walked four, but what has been most impressive about Jewett so far is his ability to work around trouble. 1-1 pitch. Slider. Big swing and a miss by Dakota Jordan. Most of his outings of those eight, he has not given up any runs. The three runs that he has given up all came against Lake Elsinore. Two outings ago, 1-2 pitch, softly tapped towards second, right charging to his left, fumbles and lost the handle on it. Dakota Jordan aboard as Blake Wright was trying to flip it underhand again. He had made that play earlier, trying to get out of it. It'll be the second error of the game on the Grizzlies. And now Luke Jewett will have to show his jam escaping skills with the tying run on base here in the bottom of the seventh. This game has been kind of hit for hit so far tonight. Jewett's first pitch to Gonzalez. Fastball at 94, way up high, ball one. Jordan runs very well. That is a big reason why the Giants like that guy. He's a powerful hitter who is athletic and can steal bases. 1-0 pitch. Up and in. Two balls, no strikes. How fast? Dakota Jordan's 5-for-5 this year in steals. Fernando Gonzalez happy to see some other pitcher besides LeBaron Johnson, who he struck out twice against, 0-for-2. 2-0. There's the runner. Ground ball through the left side. Clifford slides and stops it. He knocked it down and popped it up into his hand. It'll be an infield hit for Fernando Gonzalez, and the Giants get the first two guys on against Luke Jewett. Immediately, pressure on in the inning, and Walker Martin, who homered in his return to the lineup yesterday, come into the plate. Martin, the second round pick 2 years ago out of Colorado. A high school bat that got a big frame for an infielder, 6'3", 210 pounds. Two on, nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Jewett has had an error and an infield hit, despite giving up soft contact. First pitch down, low, ball one. That split finger fastball from Jewett runs in the dirt. Aspinall keeping everybody put. Hidalgo has got his feet on the grass at third. He's anticipating a potential bunt. 1-0 pitch. Martin takes a fastball inside. Two balls, no strikes. 1-0 Fresno. As they capitalized on a softly hit ball in the infield that was thrown down the right field line and brought Blake Wright around to score from first. 2-0 pitch. Jewett misses down and in. Three balls and no strikes. He bent down and grabbed some dirt around his landing spot. Try and dry off his hand. A cool evening here in San Jose. Cloudy all afternoon. No rain, but chilly. 3-0 pitch to Martin, and Jewett pours it in right at the top of the zone. Just under the belt, and it's 3-1. Teams match zeros for the first six innings. Giants trying to match a run. A very late timeout call by Walker Martin that's granted. And now Cesar Galvez feels like that was way too late. Jewett's leg was up in the air coming home by the time Martin even signaled for the timeout, and it was granted. 3-1, that might have been ball four anyway, so 3-1 pitch. That's down and away. That is ball four, and the bases are loaded in front of Elian Rayo. And now the Grizzlies infield appears to be coming in. They're going to try and cut down the run at the plate. But Jerry Sullivan's coming out. As this has not been the shutdown inning that the Grizzlies were hoping for. the error, an infield single, and then the walk have loaded the bases for the Giants here in the bottom of the seventh. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Elian Rayo to the plate. Struck out, reached on the error by Nolan Clifford. Grizzlies have the middle infield back. They're going to try and get two outs on a ground ball up the middle. And Rayo chasing the slider down over the plate. It's 0-1. Haven't seen Fresno get to turn many double plays over the last five or six games. Rayo taps this one to short. Clifford charging in, flips the second for one. Wright's turn is in time. There's the double play, but the game-tying run comes across for San Jose. 6-4-3. The double play and the go-ahead run for the Giants now at third. So Fresno did want the two outs. Second double play in three innings turned by the Grizzlies, and there are two outs and a runner on third for Robert Hipwell. Jewett's first pitch outside with the splitter. It's 1-0. Hipwell grounded into that double play, hit it right by the bag at second, where Nolan Clifford stepped on the base and threw to first. 1-0 pitch. High and tight. Two balls, no strikes. But the two double plays tonight, I believe, are 13 and 14 for Fresno. 2-0 pitch. Hipwell turns it into his own dugout behind him. Nineteen total double plays on the season. That factors in some fly ball double plays. 2-1 pitch. Hipwell takes a fastball on the inside corner right at the knees. Great spot from Jewett. Time called because Gonzalez, the runner on third, lost a batting glove out of his pocket on the field. So 2-2, two outs. Gonzalez on third, the go-ahead run. Jewett's pitch is outside, and it gets away from Espinal. The Giants take the lead. It'll be a pass ball. And San Jose has it right back plus some after the error that put the Grizzlies in front in the seventh. An error, an infield hit, a walk, a double play, and now a pass ball have given the Giants the lead in the bottom of the seventh. 2-2 pitch to Hipwell. Fastball off the plate inside. That hit him. Oh, no, it was 3-2. And the scoreboard just didn't have the pass ball factored in the count. So the second walk of the inning, and Jose Ramos will come to the plate. I believe all these runs are unearned against Jewett. Breaking ball in for strike one. The unfortunate thing is LeBaron Johnson certainly fought to stay in the game long enough to qualify for the win. And he's going to get a no decision. 0-1 slider over on the inside part of the plate. 0-2 to Ramos. He's 0-2. A really good start from LeBaron Johnson Jr. The Grizzlies can't hold the lead. 0-2 pitch. Jewett delivers, and it's in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Two to one, San Jose, as they have capitalized on some mistakes by Fresno in the bottom of the seventh. Bounce back up the middle. Clifford will field. He'll have to throw to first, and Hinderleiter couldn't snag it. Hipwell gets to third. Ramos beat it out. And this inning's going to keep going. They're going to rule that a hit. It'll be a throwing error that gets the runner to third. But a hit on Ramos. Or a hit for Ramos, rather. Third error of this ball game for Fresno, second in this inning. And now the Giants could really make Fresno pay for the freebies. As Ryan Reckley is at the plate. Runners on the corners, two outs. Ramos was taking a big jump at first and finally drew Jewett into stepping off over and checking on the runner. Now time's called. Alan Espinal took it, so two detachments right there for Fresno before a pitch is thrown in the at-bat to Reckley. Two outs, two runs in for San Jose, and they have two more on. First pitch, fastball, outside corner. Called strike, 0-1. Runner goes, 0-1 pitch outside. Espinal's thrown back behind Hipwell at third, who's back in standing up. Over to second is Ramos. He'll get a stolen base. One and one directly. Jewett catches the outside corner. Another 94-mile-an-hour fastball in the black. One and two. Neither team could score for six innings against the starters, and now against the bullpens. Both teams have capitalized on errors as Jewett bounces a slider in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. But the Giants had Dakota Jordan reach on an error to start the inning. And then another error that has kept this one going. 2-2 pitch. Fastball up and away, and it's full to Ryan Reckley with Carlos Gutierrez waiting on deck. Payoff pitch to Reckley. Jewett delivers, and it's swung on and missed to end the inning, but two runs on just two hits, two errors, and two left on for the Giants in the bottom of the seventh. Through seven complete, Grizzlies now trail San Jose 2-1 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Are you looking for fresh, delicious seafood in Fresno? California Fish Grill offers a wide variety of sustainably sourced fish, including salmon, tilapia, halibut, shrimp, and crab. Their menu features grilled, fried, and blackened options, so there's something for every seafood lover. With a casual, family-friendly atmosphere, California Fish Grill is the perfect spot to enjoy a tasty meal. Stop by today and experience the delicious flavors of the coast right here in Fresno, and don't forget to tell them the Grizzlies sent you.
Couple of scoring changes to that messy seventh inning, as the first one, the wild pitch that scored Fernando Gonzalez. Now a wild pitch. It was initially ruled a pass ball, but the hit by Ramos in the seventh, in which Nolan Clifford threw low and the ball got by Jacob Hinderleiter, that is now a straight error that ends the inning. So no longer a single and an error. So one less hit allowed by Luke Jewett, but regardless, neither of those runs were earned for Jewett. Still frustrating for the Grizzlies on two levels because it was a great start by LeBaron Johnson, and he now gets a no decision. And then on top of that, the Grizzlies are now trailing. Cameron Farrer, the new pitcher for San Jose, third pitcher of this game, will face Nolan Clifford, Alan Espinal, and Jacob Hinderleiter. Bottom third of the Grizzlies lineup here in the top of the eighth, down 2-1. Clifford 0-2, has flown out to left twice. Facing Farrer, the right-hander, and it's a bunt up the third baseline, a good one. Farrer comes down the line, fields it, throws late, and it gets away. Down the right field line, Reckley was doing a great job to back up the throw and will prevent Clifford from getting any further. A bunt single for Nolan Clifford. Great placement. And he is aboard to start this eighth inning. That was fantastic bunting. And he couldn't have put it down any better. So now the Grizzlies want to get that tying run into scoring position with Alan Espinal coming to the plate. He had a big sacrifice bunt in the win on Wednesday. Clifford leads off first. Farrer will deliver, and it's 93. Past a swing and a miss by Espinal. It's 0-1. Farrer's line on this season. He's 1-1. This is his sixth appearance. Seven strikeouts in five innings, a 9.0 ERA. The 0-1 swing and a miss of the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-2. Farrer, one of many signings by the Giants in their bullpen. A lot of undrafted free agents. Farrer from Carmel, Indiana. 0-2, and they'll throw over to check on Clifford, who's back in with a dive. Down 2-1 in the eighth inning. As tight of a game as it has been. The 0-2 pitch to Espinal is popped up behind the plate. Gonzalez turns around, but it's going to make its way into the seats. The fan who was given the ball was not the fan who caught the ball, but they sure celebrating like it might have hit them, though. And the fan nearby nice enough to hand it back. 0-2 to Espinal. Farrer delivers high and tight, 94-mile-an-hour fastball up and in. Nobody out in the eighth. And the Nolan Clifford bunt, starting the Grizzlies offense on the right path. Need to get him over. 1-2 pitch. Fair delivers, and it is just outside. That's where Gonzalez set up, and so that got some reactions from the crowd that thought it might be strike three, but Espinal knew it was outside. 2-2 to Espinal. Fair delivers. Swinging and a miss at a fastball down and away. It was a great spot. Pitcher's pitch, and Espinal can't connect. First out of the eighth. And now Jacob Hinderleiter, who reached on to fielder's choice his last time up. Clifford leading off first. And a snap throw over by Farrer. Clifford just does get back in, kind of a late jump, back diving into the bag. Infield is back for San Jose. Not expecting Hinderleiter to put down a bunt. There goes Clifford, and this is fouled off. Clifford got a great jump. And Hinderleiter just behind the fastball. It's 0-1. And quickly, Fernando Gonzalez says to Ferrer that Cameron Ferrer is going to have to be a little bit quicker to the plate or mix up his time. Because Nolan Clifford had a great jump and Gonzalez would have had no shot there. 0-1 to Hinderleiter. Fair long pause now. And now delivers, and it is a fastball in the outside corner, says home plate umpire Patrick McMorris. That was further outside than the pitch to Espinal that the fans wanted for strike three earlier. But Ferrer ended up getting the swing and miss anyways. 1-2, or 0-2 rather, to Hinderleiter. Ferrer, another throw over, so it's his second pickoff attempt to try and get Clifford. Owen 2. Clifford widens the lead just by a half step. Ferrer's 0-2. There goes Clifford. Pitches down low. Not even a bother for Gonzalez, who just shakes his head and telling Ferrer, you got to keep him somewhat close. So now the runner in scoring position. The tying run for Fresno. Stolen base for Nolan Clifford. 1-2 to Hinderleiter. Fair deals, and it's a swing and a miss. Down goes Hinderleiter. Fair's second strikeout. For Clifford, he's now 2-0 on steals. Clayton Gray will be the hitter. Came in defensively. And it will be Gray, who is 1-for-10 to start his pro career, coming to the plate. Clifford back to second base as Ferrer did the inside move, picked his leg up and crossed it in front of his right foot back on the rubber. Make sure Clifford didn't get a good jump. First pitch to Gray, cued off the end of the bat, a number to third. Ryo charging in with the bare hand will hold on to it, and it's a base hit for Clayton Gray. Right off the end of the bat, didn't go more than 25 feet down the third base line. Over to third goes Clifford, and it's in front of Kelvin Hidalgo. Two outs in the eighth, tying run on third, go ahead on first. And Fresno trying to change their luck a bit in this game. Hidalgo is 1-for-3. Gray leads off first, and Hidalgo shoots it down the right field line, but it is tailing foul. And it's 0-1. Hidalgo's first hit of the game, it was the first hit for either team. And it was a flare into right field off of Jacob Bresnahan, the Giants starter. And that started everything offensively in this ballgame. 0-1. Ferrer, fastball right at the bottom corner of the zone away from Hidalgo, and it's 0-2. Now first and third, two outs, but Ferrer, who has a couple of strikeouts in this inning, trying to work around a Clifford bunt single at the start and then an infield single by Clayton Gray that didn't even go as far as that one did. 0-2 pitch. Lined into right field, foul, and it will go into the Giants bullpen out of play. It'll go just behind the 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Ferrer. Owen 2 to Hidalgo. Fair from the belt. There goes Gray. And it is just off for a ball. A slider. Gray bluffed. He did not go to second. He took about three steps towards second, put on the brakes, and was coming back towards first, just trying to draw a reaction. 1-2 with runners on the corners. The pitch outside. Good save by Gonzalez. It was a wild pitch that produced the go-ahead run for San Jose in the bottom of the seventh. Piling on to a rough inning for the Grizzlies that they had two errors in. Fair is 2-2. Hidalgo chops it towards third. Rio stands back, gets a high hop, will fire over to first. Hipwell holds the base, and that ends the inning. So Fresno started promising. They never had a ball that left the infield in that eighth inning, and they end up leaving both runners stranded. To the bottom of the eighth, 2-1 San Jose on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chuck Chansey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
Down 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies will send Fidel Ulloa out there. The eighth appearance of the year for the right-handed pitcher. A seventh-round draft pick last year out of LSU, originally from Lodi, 6'2", 205 pounds. Ulloa 3-0 with a 3.38 ERA. He struck out 17 in 10 2/3, and he's going to deal with the top of the San Jose lineup. In the eighth, Gutierrez, Diaz, and Jordan against Ulloa. And the first pitch of Gutierrez, 93 on the outside corner for strike one. Gutierrez, 1-for-3, single bank in the fourth, but was left stranded. Ulloa, the right-hander, deals a good slider at the bottom of the zone, fouled off by Gutierrez off to the left side, and it's 0-2. Power stuff from Ulloa. Advanced pitcher, works out of the wind. His 0-2 is grounded through the right side and into right field. That was probably too good of an 0-2 pitch, though, to Gutierrez, who was just looking to put the ball in play. Grizzlies have out-hit the Giants tonight, 6-4, even with Gutierrez's second hit of the ball game. They had just one hit officially in that two-run seventh inning. This is bounced to first. Hinderleiter fields it on a high hop. Clifford gets it at second, turns back to first. Double play. Third double play turned tonight by the Grizzlies. And it erases the leadoff hit. 3-6-3 on the double play. And Fresno back to doing what has made them tough in these close games. Getting ground balls. Two outs, nobody on for Dakota Jordan, who's 1-for-3. Swings and misses at a fastball. It's 0-1. Breaking ball in the inside corner gets the call, even though it popped out of the glove of Espinal. Evan Gray warming up for San Jose. He would be the guy to work the ninth. 0-2 pitch served over the head of Hinderleiter into right field. Great piece of two-out hitting from Dakota Jordan. His second hit of this game. San Jose with five hits on the night now. And now Fernando Gonzalez, first pitch outside from Ulloa. So three double plays tonight. The Grizzlies are now, depending on how many Lake Elsinore turns, the California League leaders once again. There's a fastball on the inside corner for a strike. They've turned three. One by Clifford in the fifth. Clifford to right to Hinderleiter in the seventh. And then Hinderleiter to Clifford, back to Hinderleiter. There goes Jordan. Pitch outside and Espinal couldn't get a handle on it. Stolen base for Dakota Jordan. He's now 6-for-6 on the season in steals as he went in standing up. And it's 2-1 to Gonzalez. I don't know that I can get it easily, but it'd be something to try and find for you and tell you about tomorrow. The amount of double plays and when the Grizzlies have turned them has certainly had to dramatically affect their close games. Gonzalez pops this one up. Espinal coming over. Foul territory. Playable. Will reach up and make the catch, and that is the inning. Couple of hits for San Jose against Fidel Ulloa, but no runs, and the runner left stranded. Another double play turned by the Grizzlies, but they're running out of outs. Just three to use, and they're down a run. Evan Gray coming in for San Jose. 2-1 Giants on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chancey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town, featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley, presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable, only in downtown Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right-hander Evan Gregg coming on to get the save for San Jose. 6'4", 215-pound right-hander from St. Louis University. Originally out of Belleville, Illinois. Gregg is 1-0 in five appearances thus far. He struck out nine and walked just three in 7 2/3. Power stuff. He has two holds on this season, but he hasn't had a save yet this year. And he'll be entrusted with the ninth, facing 3-4-5 in the Grizzlies order. Roynier Hernandez, Blake Wright, and Tommy Hopfe. This pitching change courtesy of Roto-Rooter, the plumbing experts Fresno has trusted for over 90 years. Open 24-7 with no weekend fees. Trust the folks at Roto-Rooter. We did see Gray earlier this weekend, or this week. And he will come on for the second time in this series. Worked one inning, walked two, and did give up some runs. I believe that was the Grizzlies' win on Wednesday night. So he came in right after Fresno had taken the lead. Hernandez, right, and Hotvey. Lefty, righty, and a switch hitter who will hit lefty against Gray, who stands with his back to the hitter and delivers a first pitch in there at 93. Sinker for strike one. Roynier 0 for 3. Has a 13 game on base streak that he's looking to extend. But more importantly, the Grizzlies need the leadoff guy on to represent the tying run. Changeup down and away. One ball, one strike. All three runs between the two teams have been unearned in this ballgame. Gray's 1-1 too far inside and down at the feet of Hernandez with the changeup. Two balls and a strike. It's a one-out single by Wright, and then Tommy Hotvey's slow-rolling single up the first base side was thrown down the right field line. 2-1, swing and a miss at a sinker tailing away from Hernandez on the outside part of the plate. It's 2-2. Offense has been tough, but the defense has been what has led to the scoring. 2-2 pitch. Hernandez shoots it foul into the Turkey Mike's barbecue area. See some Grizzlies fans here tonight. Seen quite a few of them here this weekend. Bunch of red hats. Saw the California cap. 2-2. Hernandez lines it into the Grizzlies dugout. Skips off the facade and ricochets down in the left field corner. And that draws my attention to how far towards the left field line Lisbel Diaz is playing. And they have all of the outfielders shaded Hernandez to hit it the other way. Diaz on the line practically in left field. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and Gray gets Hernandez down on strikes. First out here in the ninth. One away, and Blake Wright will come to the plate. 1 for 3. He did single to start the offense. Back in the seventh, and scored the Grizzlies' only run on that throwing error by Hipwell. He bounces one up the third baseline. High hop for Ryo, waits back, throws low, but high enough for Hipwell to catch, and Fresno's down to its final out. Two outs, and Tommy Hotvey is coming to the plate. 1 for 3. That single that went about 50 feet up the first base line. Switch hitter batting left-handed against the righty Gray. First pitch, down low, ball one. Changeup, dip below the knees. Grizzlies 1 run, 6 hits, 3 errors tonight, and that produced the 2 runs for San Jose, 5 hits and an error. 1-0, high and tight to Hotvey. 2 balls and no strikes. Fresno needs a base runner. 2 outs in the ninth, but a guy who has been their most instant offense this year at the plate. How aggressive will Gray be? 2-0 pitch. Is fouled off at the plate by Hotvey. Down in the zone, and it was over the plate. It's a pitch that Hotvey has driven a couple of times already this year. He has been the power in the Fresno lineup. One outside, 3 balls and a strike. He can run too, so the Grizzlies would love to have him on base. Three one pitch from Gray is outside, ball four. So the tying run is aboard with 2 outs in the ninth. Hot the guy who can steal a bag. 5 for 5 in steals. We'll see how aggressive they choose to be against Gray, who I told you turns his back towards the hitter. You see the number because the left foot is so close to the right foot. Left foot actually pointing out towards left center field as he comes set. First pitch to Tenna is in the dirt with the slider. One ball, no strikes. Felix, 0 for 3. Grounded, well, actually flew out into the double play. Hotvey was thrown out at the plate to end that seventh inning. A great play by Gutierrez. And defense has been the difference in this. The Giants have made two defensive gems that have prevented runs. There goes Hotvey. Slider outside. Gonzalez throw is late. Hotvey steals second. He's 6 for 6 on the year. And the tying run now in scoring position for Fresno. Pitch was outside to Tenna, and it's 2 balls in, no strikes. The tying run is there for the Grizzlies. But you look at those game-changing plays tonight. Dakota Jordan robbed Kelvin Hidalgo of a single at the end of the sixth that would have scored Jacob Hinderleiter with 2 outs in that inning. And then the flyout at the end of the seventh off the bat of Tenna that was hit fairly shallow, and Gutierrez just unleashed a perfect throw to the plate. Gonzalez caught it and was able to take a step and block off Hotveed in that inning. 2-0 pitch to Tenna is down and away. 3 balls and no strikes. So the would-be go-ahead run is at the plate for Fresno. And Nolan Clifford, who's been swinging it well, a bunt hit to show for it, though, is on deck. 3-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Tenna took a big hack at a 95-mile-an-hour sinker. And it's 3-1. Outfield shading Tenna to go the opposite way. Hotvey leads off second. Gray, long pause, now delivers. 3-1, grounded to the right side. Reckley will range to his left to grab it, throws to first, and that is the ball game. San Jose wins it 2-1, and despite 3 unearned runs in the ball game, it is defense that holds on for the Giants as they keep Fresno down, and San Jose has officially taken this series. For Fresno this evening, 1 run on 6 hits. The 3 errors by the Grizzlies. And they left 5 guys on base. San Jose, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. And the Giants left just 4 on base tonight. Winning pitcher is this. Oh, I believe it's actually Darian Smith, who is 1-0. Luke Jewett did not allow an earned run, but Jewett's going to fall to 1-2 on the year. Gray's going to earn the save, his first. That game took 2 hours and 13 minutes. On a 60-degree evening in San Jose. We're going to step aside, and we will wrap this one up when we come back on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chuck Chansey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
This is the Fresno Grizzlies postgame show. Back to the booth to recap tonight's game with the voice of the Fresno Grizzlies, Tim Slapp.
Started the game batting from the right side, now against the righty Smith batting left-handed. 1-1, there goes right. Pitch is bounced up the first baseline. This is trouble fielded by the first baseman, Hipwell, who throws up the line. And the second baseman, Reckley, was late covering. Right's being waved around. The ball goes down the right field line. Hop V to third, and the Grizzlies are on the board. A top spin ball up the first baseline that hardly gets anywhere. And Hipwell trying to make a play would have been better just to eat it. Well, that was the only run that Fresno would score tonight. And at the time, it looked like it would be enough. But two errors in the bottom of the inning, one to start the inning, opened the door. A couple of walks in just what was a tough seventh inning end up undoing the Grizzlies tonight as they have fallen for the third game in the row. And the fourth time in five games with the series finale tomorrow. Welcome back to Excite Ballpark. This is the Chick Chansey Gold postgame show. Come on up to Chick Chansey Gold and join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops for a day or an extended getaway. Chick Chansey promises an unforgettable experience. Well, it was a really good pitcher's duel tonight. Two great starters. Jacob Bresnahan, with his best start of his young career, the 19-year-old kept the Grizzlies off balance. He struck out seven guys through the first three innings and got his longest outing of the season working through the fifth. He would strike out eight and keep the Grizzlies scoreless throughout the ball game. On the other side, though, the Grizzlies turned to their guy, their stopper, LeBaron Johnson. And he was fantastic, a career-high six innings pitch. He struck out eight and was matching zeros for zeros. And it was even like when Bresnahan got into trouble, so did Johnson. The fourth inning was the first hit of the game for Fresno. Kelvin Hidalgo singled, stole second, moved to third on a ground out by Hernandez, but the Grizzlies couldn't get him in. And then in the bottom of the fourth, the Giants put pressure on, a single by Carlos Gutierrez to start the inning, a strikeout of Liz Valdez, Dakota Jordan singled, a wild pitch put runners on second and third, but a strikeout of Gonzalez and a pop out on a great play by Hidalgo running down the left field line ended that threat. San Jose did have a leadoff man aboard in the fifth off of an error, but then the Grizzlies flex what has made them good throughout the early part of the season is it was a double play. Johnson got soft contact to second. The shortstop, Nolan Clifford right there, fielded it, stepped on the base, threw to first to get Robert Hipwell in a 6-3 double play, and then Jose Ramos flew out to end the inning. And then Johnson finished his outing in the sixth, a ground out to second, a pop out to short, and a strikeout of Lizbel Diaz ended that. In the top of the seventh is when things got interesting, and this is actually, it should go back to the top of the sixth because it was a leadoff single by Alan Espinal. Jacob Hinderleiter reached on the fielder's choice in which Espinal was forced out 6-4, but Hinderleiter got to second, stealing on a 1-1 count with Yiker Reyes on the plate. But then with two outs, Kelvin Hidalgo flared a ball out into center field, and it was a great diving catch by Dakota Jordan, who for the second night in a row prevented the Grizzlies from taking the lead. It would be short-lived, though, because the Grizzlies got on the board in the seventh. Blake Wright singled, and that set up the play you heard at the beginning of this segment with Hotvee grounding the ball up the first baseline. Hipwell threw it down the right field line. and Wright came around to score. Hotvey would get to third, and then another great defensive play by the Giants as Felix Tena flew out to right field. Carlos Gutierrez, I don't know, maybe 180 feet away, maybe 190, caught it and just unleashed a laser, a perfect strike to home. Fernando Gonzalez caught it, about in the left-handed batter's box, turned and tagged out Hotvey, and that ended that threat. So up 1-0, Grizzlies turned to the bullpen, and Luke Jewett came on, got Dakota Jordan to ground the ball to second, but Blake Wright couldn't make the exchange as he was trying to flip it underhand to first, and that put the runner aboard. Fernando Gonzalez singled, Walker Martin walked, and then the Grizzlies played the infield back and got Elian Rayo to ground into a 6-4 double three that scored Jordan, but then a walk to Robert Hipwell and an error with Jose Ramos at the plate. A wild pitch would then get Gonzalez in to score, and just kind of the backbreaker in this one. Grizzlies would try to answer in the eighth. The bunt single by Nolan Clifford. He stole second. But strikeouts of Espinal and Hinderleiter stalled the rally. Clayton Gray had a squibber up the third baseline to put runners on the corners, but Kelvin Hidalgo grounded out to end that inning. And then Fidel Ulloa worked around a couple of singles, got another double play in the eighth, and then Grizzlies just couldn't get much going. Tommy Hotvey walked with two outs in the ninth, and then the ground ball off the bat of Tena ended the ball game. So once again, final line score, Fresno 1 run, 6 hits, 3 errors. They left 5 on. San Jose 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They left 4 on. The lowest offensive output of this series combined between the two teams. Darian Smith the win. He's 1-0. Luke Jewett the loss, 1-2. And the save goes to Evan Gray, his first on the season. 2 hours and 13 minutes tonight in front of 2439. We're going to step aside one more time, and then we will wrap this one up at Excite Ballpark, tell you about the series finale tomorrow at 1 o'clock here in San Jose. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network. This is the Chick Chancy Gold Postgame Show.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Nope. Not adulting today. Bills? No way. Work emails? Deleted. Meal prepping? Those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive. Perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota. Let's go places.
A much more tightly played game tonight, but the Grizzlies, who had been doing some of the other things well, didn't make any errors last night. They made 3 tonight, and that opened the door for San Jose, who takes the win for the 4th time in 5 games, 2-1 here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. This is the Chick Chancy Gold postgame show. Come on up to Chick Chancy Gold and join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops for a day or an extended getaway. Chick Chancy promises an unforgettable experience. Well, the other Rockies affiliates today are looking to Spokane to prevent the clean sweep, as that is the only game still in action. Albuquerque fell at Reno 11-1, and Hartford fell to Somerset 4-3. Pretty much everybody on the road. Spokane is at home, and they are leading Eugene, top of the 4th inning. 1-0. That is another Rockies Giants matchup for you. And it is up to Spokane, who's looking at former Grizzly Stu Flesland, who has just come into the game there. But other than that, Rockies affiliates 0-for-3 so far today. Elsewhere in the California League, one other final. Visalia falls to Lake Elsinore on the road 8-4. So a lot of traffic in the south, and that's maybe one of the silver linings to look at it this way for Fresno fans right now is the Grizzlies are 8-12, and they would be in second place in the Southern Division. Instead, Visalia and Lake Elsinore are tied at 7-13 for second place. And then the two games going on, Rancho Cucamonga, the division leaders at 12-7 are up 4-0 on the road at Inland Empire right now. That game is headed to the fourth inning. And then the division leaders in the north battling right now, Modesto at 14-5 and Stockton pretty much just underway. They're in the bottom of the first, and Stockton is threatening there. But Grizzlies, funny the way baseball works, right? Because of the division that they're in, Fresno at 8-12, they would be in second place by a game over anybody else other than Rancho Cucamonga right now. And instead, they're 6.5 games back after the loss today. Win by Stockton would keep them at 6 games back of first, but Modesto 2 games clear of the Ports, and then San Jose now at 12-8 would either gain a game on Modesto and stay in third place, or if Stockton loses tonight, San Jose will move into a tie with the Ports for second place in the North. But we'll have that score for you tomorrow when we wrap up the series here in San Jose. Of course, the Grizzlies will be on the road next week as well. They're taking on Visalia, but tomorrow's series finale will pit Ismael Luciano, the Tuesday night starter for the Grizzlies, up against Jeromy Maldonado. First pitch scheduled for 1 o'clock here at Excite Ballpark. We'll have a pregame show starting at 12:45. And then once you mark your calendars, Monday afternoon, 4:30, the KC24 CBS 47 Plus app is in the den. I got a chance today to go around Excite Ballpark, had some of their famous Turkey Mike's barbecue, so we'll be able to show that off for you, as well as get you some of the history of this park, plus talking about Tequila Fest with Lance Cardoza, one of the inventors of the event that's going to be at Chukchansi Park at May 17th during the next Grizzlies road trip in a few weeks from now. Final score from Excite Ballpark today, though. Fresno falls to San Jose 2-1 as Grizzlies fall to 8-12. San Jose now 12-8. On behalf of the Fresno Grizzlies, I'm Tim Slack. Thanks for listening to this presentation of Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on the Grizzlies Audio Network.